This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, as well as to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as all those people helping us in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Thank you to all of you, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all around the country and around the world, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, and oil did drop. Matter of fact, oil's down $4 a barrel on the world market right now. And follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're over there, like the page and then jump on into the chat room that's right there. It's called the Captain's Group. And you'll be talking to us just like a whole bunch of people are right now. And good morning again to Elizabeth. Good morning to Eric. Good morning to, Richard the Marine. Good morning to Al in Nebraska. Good morning to Wally. Good morning to Eddie in Nevada. Good morning to Cousin Vinny in Tennessee. Good morning to LJ. Good morning to Lynn in Cape Cod. Good morning to Amanda. And good morning to Karen and Dan, the Navy guy. There you go. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Hello.
I had to say hello to the gang. And by the way, they're all saying good morning to you now.
All right, thank you.
Yep, there you go. Now, by the way, Eric pointed something out when we talked about the three aircraft carriers out there. The three carriers that are there, I know one of them is a Theodore Roosevelt. And Eric says, yeah, massive, but what makes it even bigger is they've got three boomers with them, meaning nuclear submarines. And they do. They've got three.
Well, they always
of them.
Do.
Yeah. So it's not just the carriers and their battle groups with about seven ships in the group. They've got some submarines with them, too. So they're having quite a show of force over there in this.
Well, what is significant about it? What's there is the Roosevelt, the Nimitz, and the Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what is significant about it is China was under the notion that because of COVID-19 spreading through, the Navy ships, that we had to sideline them. And they weren't too sure we would, be back in the game again. But we are. The people above on board are tested daily.
Yep.
For COVID-19, and it does pose a problem, however, for where they would necessarily port, because that's really what happened last time. And so it looks like the only place that they will port is Guam, making it exceptionally careful so we don't kind of live through what we did again.
Yeah, because didn't they put the sea or put the port in Vietnam? Isn't that where this came from? One was in Hong Kong, one was in Vietnam or something like that?
Yeah, I forget now.
Okay.
I mean, so much has happened between then and now. But what's particularly interesting is they're watching the Spratly Islands very carefully, because China has actually deployed aircraft to what is known as the Fiery Cross Reef, and they're operating these interesting aircraft out of there. So we, you know, we're watching this very, very carefully and collecting as much information as we can. But it's really there to kind of show force and put an exclamation point. And we've always had some warships, but not necessarily full battle groups. But now we're just, they're there to, you know, show their muscle.
Now, John Bolton, whose book is coming out, I believe, in another 10 days or thereabouts, and some of the passages that were in there he had to take out because it was considered to be classified. He's catching a little bit of heat now after holding the Trump dirt for his book, or so they say. This is the report that's coming out.
He has gone back and forth with whoever it is in the White House that is responsible for reviewing the text in the book. And they've truly gone back and forth and back and forth. And literally line by line, word by word. He has made some edits, submitted it again. They're still saying, well, in context, you know, putting all of these things together, they may not be classified.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put them all together, individually, if you put them all together, then it gives a classified. So, now he's really getting angry because they gave him some specific dates that this would be finished,
mm-hmm.
and it's not. The White House apparently is dragging their feet, and so now he's pretty angry.
Now there's six women that supposedly are in the running for the vice presidential nod with Joe Biden. The top three we're hearing may be Elizabeth Warren, Susan Rice, and Kamala Harris. And we're being told that Stacey Abrams is not in the mix.
No, she never even got a phone call.
Right. So I'm not sure where we're going to go with all of this, but is it possible he could choose a man yet?
Yeah, anything's possible.
Okay, because he made that comment the other day about it's so important that whoever I pick for as the vice president is ready to stand in and be president the very first day. And that was kind of a clue as to that he wasn't planning on sticking around for even the full first term. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. A lot of stuff going on here. Don't forget the first presidential rally coming up June the 20th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I have it on good authority. We're going to see him twice here in Florida along the I-4 corridor. No later than September, no sooner than August. We'll see. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. I'll tell you what. You need a little bit more pep in your step. You're not eating enough of the right kind of foods. Are you not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either? Well, I got a great idea for you. It's called Balance of Nature, and I've been taking them for quite a while. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, that's balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, RESULT. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Use the same product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com, that's balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Remember, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I love it when a plan comes together here. The Obama Pentagon had the opportunity to rename a bunch of bases that had Confederate names on them, and they chose to ignore that, and nobody said a word. And now all of a sudden we've got everybody going nuts over, you know, President Trump and this, that, and the other. You know, turnaround is fair play, I guess, but what is this all about other than politics?
That's all it is. What it is, it was suggested back then during the Obama administration, and it was Obama himself that said no. Then what is particularly interesting is you got Pelosi, who wants to remove 11 statues from the Capitol. Because they said terrible things about, you know, people, and it's offensive and blah 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 blah. Well, it's pretty interesting that her father,
yeah,
D'Alessandro, was doing a dedication to two of Confederate statues back when he was in Thomas D'Alessandro, I think was his name.
Right.
Back, yeah, and
he was a mayor of Baltimore.
He actually dedicated two of the Confederate statues in Maryland. So he dedicated Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee in Winman Park. So I don't know that she's made herself available to be asked about her father.
Now, the interesting thing about the statutes in the Congressional Hall there that she's talking about, those were given to the Congress by the states that the people came from, and those states could take them out of there any time they wanted. Congress has nothing to do with that, technically.
Well, but they can put them someplace else. They
sure.
can be gifts from the states, but put them someplace else. But,
sure.
you know, all this wasn't a problem. I think she asked during the reign of Paul Ryan when he was speaker that some of them get removed, and he just said no.
Yeah.
So she gave up, but now she wants to resurrect that.
Well, she's queen. All right. How about this one? The president headed to West Point amidst all the different tensions with the military and this, that, and the other. He'll be there with a bunch of high-ranking Army brass. I believe General Mark Milley will be there, too, chairman of the Joint Chiefs. At least he's traditionally there when West Point graduates class. What do you suppose we're going to see for two flies on the wall watching all that?
I have no idea. He's just, giving the graduation speech. So I don't know who's writing it, but that's what it's about.
Now, Joe Biden, who seems to be the gift that keeps on giving, was knocking Facebook again. But if Facebook was so bad and he didn't care for it and some of the comments he made, I wonder why he spent $5 million in June on ads on Facebook.
Well, he has no concept of any of this, so it's really his campaign that's doing that. And he probably has no idea that he has ads on Facebook to start with.
Oh, no.
But because, he's been locked up in his own basement and not out on the campaign trail, they had to do something. It's while they can bash Facebook, they had to put some stuff out there and social media, so they're buying lots of ads, and he probably doesn't even have a concept.
Okay, let's drift down over here and take a call from our favorite question asker. Good morning, Bagham and Bob.
Good morning, Captain Mace.
Morning.
Anyway, howdy do. Anyway, I wanted to know what our chances are of winning back the House and also retaining the Senate. All right, that's
okay.
It. Bye.
Well, winning back the House is going to be difficult, but I think we can certainly make a significant gain this time if we don't, in fact, take control of the House, because I keep running into people, Democrats specifically, that come up to me and say, I've had it. I'm no longer a Democrat, or I'm not voting Democrat. I've had it. I've lost my job. One person came up to me and said, I've not only lost my job, I've lost my business. I've lost everything I invested in it, and I'm done with the Democratic Party. I've had a number of people come up and tell me that.
Politics today is going to look very different than it is going to look in October and November. We have all these things that have gone on since the first of the year.
Uh-huh.
Let's not forget that Trump had to do a travel ban on China.
Yep.
Then we had impeachment. Then we had the COVID outbreak. Then we had the shutdown. And now we have this. this whole, Black Lives Matter kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Seattle. But now, by the way, we now have Nashville.
yes, like Seattle.
But you heard what the governor in Tennessee said.
Well, he just said they can't sleep overnight. But anyway, they can't, or they can't camp.
Right.
But anyway, what I'm trying to say is things are going to look very different because of the way things get packaged in advertising and talking points and, you know, TV, and then in rallies. So it's going to be a war of the wills, the closer we get to November. So it's very hard to say how, this will look with the Democrats. There's a lot of Democrats that are in battleground, districts that are very, very nervous. We will probably certainly keep the Senate. Here's the other thing. You've got Senator Ron Johnson that's doing the investigations,
right,
that also happen to include Biden.
Right.
And then you have Lindsey Graham that is doing his investigations, trying to, with the 50, I think he's got 53 subpoenas out there that are about to be out there,
uh-huh,
as a result of the vote late this past week. Then we have the Durham thing. So I will just tell you that we still have an awful lot of stuff that we're going to get inundated with here. And the way it's all in the presentation, the way it gets presented,
mm-hmm,
could be big challenges. I believe that this is what Nancy Pelosi knows. And that is why, you know, they're doing all this theatrical charade stuff that they're doing. But be assured that there's going to be much more of it, because we're going into a full-blown political warfare that we've only just begun to see.
Now, we'll wrap up with this, because the president of the Florida chapter of Fraternal Order of Police, a sheriff's lieutenant by the name of Bert Gamlin, resigned from his post yesterday because apparently he came out and offered all the fired police officers jobs down in Florida. Said, come on down, we've got openings, we'll give you a job. And he really took it on the chin. He got a bunch of people that threatened him and just this, that, and the other. So he decided it was best if he would resign his job. And he's going to remain as the president of the Florida chapter of the Fraternal Order of Police president. But isn't that something?
It's awful. I mean, now you've got places that won't even allow police to use their bathrooms.
Right.
So this has just gotten, this has gotten bad. I also saw, interestingly, I'm going to say this real fast, there's some truckers that are now going to refuse
that's
to
right
deliver to places like Seattle's six-block area.
That's right. Okay, we'll talk to you Monday morning. Stay safe. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, see all the different things that are going on, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump pushed back against presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden for claiming the commander-in-chief would try to steal the upcoming election.
Look, Joe's not all there. Everybody knows it. And
It's sad when you look at it and you see it. So you see it for yourself. He's created his own sanctuary city in the basement of wherever he is. And he doesn't come out. Certainly if I don't win, I don't win. I mean, you know, go on and do other things. I think it would be a very sad thing for our country.
Furthermore, on Fox News, President Trump said that Americans are getting a glimpse of liberal policies in the wake of the protests against George Floyd's police-involved death. Joe Biden told host Trevor Noah that he's absolutely convinced that the military will escort him from the White House if he refuses to concede. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Come on down. Enjoy the water in a Freedom Boat Club boat. 232 locations across the United States. And we've got the biggest one and the best one right here in Tampa Bay to take care of you. Well, Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with some isolated thunderstorms a little bit later in the day. The winds will be out of the east. They'll start out light and variable, gust on up to about 10 to 15 miles an hour by this afternoon. And seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature starts out at 84 degrees, the bay water temperature at 85 degrees. We had our low tide at 2:53 a.m. Our high tide is coming at 10:12 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club right here of Tampa Bay with 509 boats in 30 locations. And they're adding a new one soon on Treasure Island. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day out on the water. Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. And remember, since you've all been advised to keep our distance, you can consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything so you can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time out on the water with your family and your friends and sun sanitized too. Now, the beauty of a Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all of the work. You just make a reservation, fill up your cooler, bring your fishing pole, bring your water skis, whatever with you, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, for a limited time, veterans, first responders, teachers, and healthcare workers get 3 months free on their monthly membership fee. And everybody gets $1,000 off the one-time entry fee. Everybody gets $1,000 off. So, check them out online. FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay. That's FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay. Give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. And always remember the reciprocity that comes with membership. You can go anywhere, anywhere in the 232 locations, including France, overseas. Yep, you can, you can. Freedom Boat Club. Tell them the captain sent you to 800-655-FREEDOM, 800-655-FREEDOM. Now, not to be outdone by the powers that be, we certainly have had so much nonsense going on. Now, I want you to listen to Kevin McCarthy talking about the Confederate statues. And I just got done telling you about the ones that were in the Capitol building. The Nazis making a big deal out of them. It's not that big of a deal. Listen to Kevin McCarthy.
When it comes to statues, states have the power to select who to come forward. When I was in the state legislature, we voted to change one of California's statues. It doesn't refer to anything Confederacy because California was not in that. But we added Ronald Reagan. The statues that Nancy Pelosi are talking about is kind of a struggle within her own party. They were voted upon the legislature and brought here under Democrat majorities from Mississippi to the other states that she speaks about. States, unfortunately, when you look at the law governing the replacement of statues, is 2 U.S. Code 2132. I would encourage those legislatures to be able to change from the path of what they brought forth. I know in North Carolina there's been a movement to change for quite some time and bring one as Billy Graham up. States have the power to do that. I know the Democratic Party and what they have voted to bring up in the past, I think they should work towards that. And these, fortunately, to be able to.
Opportunity in all likelihood to vote on this. So how will you vote?
How will we have an opportunity to vote on this? It's governed by 2 U.S. Code 2132. You want to change the code? Pelosi does not have the jurisdiction over it.
Also asked about military bases. You probably noticed that President Trump said yesterday he doesn't want them renamed. As that was going on, the Senate Armed Services Committee voted on a bipartisan basis to do exactly the opposite. You are going to have an opportunity to vote on
this. Yeah, we're working on the NDAA right now. We'll see what comes out of the NDA from that part. They'd have an opportunity to look at those bases. If there becomes, I know Esper said he would be open to it and look at it as well. I know there are a number of people in the armed services that think it could be appropriate to change some, and some would say otherwise not to. So we'll look to see what comes out of the NDAA.
Now, did you hear him say that it's up to the states to move the statues because they're the ones that had a vote and sent them to Washington, D.C.? Those statues belong to the state, not the federal government. Now, that's what he said. Now we'll see where we go with everything that's there. By the way, today I will be down at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arena. Doors open at 9 a.m., go till 5 p.m. today. I'll be there from 9 to 3 for the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, you want to stop by there because it's been really busy the last couple of gun shows they've had. Started out in Port Charlotte, went up to Largo, now we're down to Sarasota, going back down to Port Charlotte in a couple of weeks. But I'll tell you what, people are buying guns. And I've never seen so many women, first-time women buyers, buying guns and getting permits. First-time women buyers. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Contrary to what the mainstream media would tell you. Gun training, families. I saw a number of sons with their dads getting their first .22 caliber rifle, that sort of thing. Bows and arrows are available there. There's also some different outdoor supplies, some military surplus things that are there. You can have a good old time showing up. So Robarts Arena, Sarasota County Fairground today, and then tomorrow, Sunday, from 9 to 3. I'll be there 9 to 1 tomorrow. So there you go. Look forward to seeing you, because Sarasota is my old stomping grounds where I got my start on the radio. So looking to go down there and shake some hands with the folks that are on down yonder. All right. Bernie Kerik, former New York City police commissioner, remember him from September 11th. This is what he had to say about the situation in Seattle and who had authority to do what.
Bernie, here's what President Trump told Harris Faulkner tonight.
If there were more toughness, you wouldn't have the kind of devastation that you had in Minneapolis and in Seattle. I mean, let's see what's going on in Seattle. But I will tell you, if they don't straighten that situation out, we're going to straighten it out.
Bernie, we're not sure what that means, but the president sees what's happening to a sovereign territory being taken over and obviously frustrated. What can be done?
Well, you do the same thing that Chief Joe Esposito did in the NYPD 10 years ago on Wall Street, and that is you tell them to move. You tell them to disperse, and when they refuse to do so, you go in and you lock them up or you make them disperse. In this case, you have basically armed revolutionaries who have AR-15s. You know, these people want to take your guns. They're carrying guns to secure their area. They don't want to be suppressed or harassed by police, but they're searching everybody going into that occupied zone. They're threatening. They're extorting. This is a criminal haven already, and it's something that has to be addressed. And if the mayor and the governor doesn't have to have the courage to do that, then the president has to do it, because those citizens, they have rights. They have constitutional rights and civil rights. You know, and one last thing, Laura, the mayor and the governor has a constitutional obligation to enforce the law. I don't understand how they just get away with not doing anything.
Now, I say, where's Joe Biden commenting on this? What is he? I mean, is this what America is going to look like, the whole country, if he should get elected president? I mean, I think they got to start asking him that question. I got to play you, speaking of the mayor, though, Bernie, of Seattle, just a few moments ago on CNN, this is how she described it. Watch.
How long do you think Seattle and those few blocks looks like this?
I don't know. We could have a summer of love.
Well, tell that to the police who was supposed to be in that precinct.
Even.
Wow, 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 wow. I don't know. I think we could have a summer of love. Really? How many people, show of hands, how many people think that we're going to have a summer of love in that section of Seattle? Yep, that's what I thought. Nobody. Well, you know, and final segment coming up here, I hear the music in my ear. You know, there's really a bunch of damn fools out there. If you're buying any of this that they're selling you, you got a screw loose somewhere. It's just not going to happen. Just not going to happen. All right, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, final edition, final segment coming up. Have yourself a great day if you got to go. And by the way, somebody did say that they were trucking on down below there, so I look forward to seeing you down there in Sarasota. I'll be down there to set up a little bit early, but I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watt.
All righty, and this is my buddy Donna Fiducia. She's listening to us up there. She's working the chores in the barn right now with her husband Don at the Double D Horse Ranch in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And also, she is listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB there in Carrollton, Georgia. And hello to everybody there in Carrollton. Now, while the factories were slowing production and many dealerships were running out of cars to sell, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura went on an inventory buying spree so you didn't have to settle with what was on the lot. And Dave Moss went out and bought, and they have over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from at either the Acura or the Nissan dealerships around the area. Now, Moss has a vehicle for everybody's budget because in the process of getting the new vehicles, they've got some pretty good certified pre-owned vehicles there, too. Now, before you buy that Nissan or Acura anywhere else, see Moss, because they're probably going to have the vehicle that other guys might not have. And their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. Now, up in Moss Nissan territory in Crystal River, congratulations to the gang up there because they just won the coveted, prestigious Award of Excellence from Nissan. And congratulations, guys. Now, if you're searching for a new, improved service experience, let me suggest Moss Nissan or Moss Acura. Because if you serve, you save. That means all pastors, all faith workers, all veterans, all first responders, all active military get a 20% discount on your service at Moss Acura or Moss Nissan. Now, does it get better than that? Oh, yeah. You serve, you save. Wholesale pricing to the public, you get some tremendous deals on vehicles. Also, if you go up there and you say, the captain sent me, you're going to get $500 off your vehicle. But you can't wait. You can't wait until the deal's done. And you go, oh, by the way, the captain sent me. No, that's not what you do. You tell them right off the bat, the captain sent me. That way they know that you're going to get $500, and you know you're going to get $500 off your certified pre-owned, your brand new car. The captain sent me. That's all you do. So, here's what you do. You check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, or Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And remember, they have locations in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, Crystal River on 19, and now Florida Avenue with two dealerships, Moss Nissan, 11001 North Florida Avenue, and Moss Acura, 11001 North Florida Avenue. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, a little bit more audio for you because there's some real interesting stuff going on here. Senator Kennedy, my favorite senator, John Kennedy from Louisiana, listen to what he had to say about Chaz, and get ready. Here it comes.
The chaos in Seattle, we have Louisiana Senator John Kennedy is back with us. You know, Senator, I think there's simple roles of any elected official. First role is you've got to maintain order. You've got to protect the citizens in your state, the citizens in your city. The next thing you want to do is you want to protect property. Now we see what has been unfolding, curfews. Nobody listens to the curfews. They laugh at the curfews. And then we see the looting and the arson and everything in between. Now we're taking over part of a city and they do nothing still. And you get statements from the cops saying, yeah, they have our police precinct. Yeah.
I think what we're seeing in Seattle, Sean, is a dress rehearsal for life in America without law enforcement. A civilized society has to have rules and someone to enforce them. I don't believe that the 18,000 police forces that we have in this country are endemically racist. I think there are some racist cops and we need to weed them out. And finally, to the governor and the mayor of Seattle, who I think are holding their cops back, I would say gently, if you hate cops just because they're cops, then the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead. We need cops to keep us safe. And I think Seattle is proof of that.
Now, John Kennedy holds nothing back when he says something. Because we've got this area in Seattle magically called the Land of Chaz. And you might have heard me say that they put out some tweet requests. Now, they're asking for Gatorade, for stuff to drink, but they specifically asked for Gatorade. They're asking for cigarettes, and they're asking for clothes. Now, some of the clothes they're asking for, clean underwear. Boy, you can only imagine. Plus, the city is bringing in some portalettes, and they've already cleaned up what I understand was a real scourge of an area. I can only begin to imagine. But we'll see how long it stays that way. Because these people come into an area and they trash it. They trash it. That's all they know how to do. And I don't know where it's going to go. I have no idea. But I really believe they can't keep it that way. They just can't keep it that way. Because it started in Nashville, where they were going to do the same thing in Nashville. And that just didn't happen. The governor in Tennessee said it's not going to happen here. You can't stay overnight downtown. There will be no camping. There will be no tent. None of that sort of stuff. We aren't going to allow it. And I believe him. I believe him. So are we going to have a confrontation in Tennessee? That's what they want. That is exactly what they want. They want these confrontations. They believe that they're on the winning end of the discussion if a confrontation comes through and they bring in the military or para police units, the SWAT teams and all that, to drive them out. That's what they believe. We'll see. We'll see. By the way, oil. We had oil drop off this week from where it was. Futures on barrels of oil started out the week at 45, down to 41. Gasoline started out the week at $1.21 a gallon, down to $1.12. And by the way, I saw gasoline in the area go up 10 cents a gallon when the price has dropped. The price has dropped, and they raised the price of gasoline 10 cents a gallon. Now, this is speculation, and this is wrong, and this is where we need to stop this nonsense, playing around with the prices. People need to go to jail over this, because there was no reason for them to raise the price when it went down 10 cents a gallon, regular gas. Diesel is down 9 cents a gallon. West Texas crude down to $36.26. Brent crude, $38.73, and as I said, 1 year futures on oil at $41 a barrel. Now remember, today you can catch me at the Two Guys Gun Show at Robarts Arena in Sarasota at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. I'll be there today from 9 to 3, and I'll be back Sunday from 9 to 1. Same place, same location. I'll have my free stuff with me to give out. Stop by, say howdy, howdy. You want a picture, we'll take a picture. Happy to shake the hand that shook the hand, you know what I mean? We have a lot of folks that stop by, and we like to see them, and that's what it's all about, we the people. That's what we do. And Sarasota, of course, my old stomping grounds. That's where I got my start on the radio. And Christine is saying she thought it went up 20 cents a gallon this week. Well, I got news for you, Christine. The wholesale price went down 10 cents a gallon. The wholesale price of gasoline went down. There was no reason, not one single reason, to raise the price up at all. At all. Well, anyway, want you to check out Moss Nissan this weekend. Go on up there and look for the lovely Elizabeth and tell them that the captain sent you. Tell her the captain sent you, Elizabeth, and Paul, if you see him, and Carrie, if you see her, and Sean, if you see him. All great people up there. And we will be back on Monday, 2 a.m. in the morning, all across this great land of ours with the Captain's America Third Watch. It's been a great week. Been a great week, and we've been having a great time talking about all the stuff that's been going on out there. So enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the weather. Stay safe. Remember, it's all about we the people here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. I'll see you Monday morning. Take care. Be safe. Be healthy. Stay low. God bless America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.